This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The author of many of Colorado's recent police reforms says she's pleased with the indictment of the officers and EMTs involved in Elijah McClain's arrest, and that investigations into the police department must continue. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Democratic Representative Leslie Herod's Law Enforcement Accountability Bill from last year allows the Attorney General to investigate the patterns and practices of entire police departments to look for ways they may be violating people's rights. Herod says the McClain case shows how much that oversight is needed.
We continue to see departments lift up and support bad behavior, and that needs to be rooted out.
The AG has been using the new law to investigate the Aurora Police and Fire Departments over the past year. Yesterday, he said,
that matter is still ongoing. We will announce our findings when that investigation comes to a close.
Aurora officials say they are cooperating fully in the investigation and are committed to reforming policing in the city. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
An emergency declaration triggered by burn scar mudslides has been expanded to give more counties access to recovery resources. Governor Jared Polis extended his executive order yesterday and added Moffitt and Rio Blanco counties to the order. The Colorado Dragon Boat Festival has been canceled for the second year in a row after a spike in COVID-19 numbers and a bloom of toxic blue-green algae in Sloan's Lake. The festival's board decided to wait until next year. Director Sarah Moore says it's been a hard year for Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders. She doesn't want to add to that.
We just didn't want to put people into a situation where they felt the need to come to a large event such as ours and then put themselves in unnecessary risk.
Officials say the lake will be open later this month. This is CPR and KRCC.